Hey, good evening, everybody. All right. All right, I want to pass out two prayers to you, and I'll refer to them later. This is for you to take home. One is a famous prayer by St. Patrick. It's called St. Patrick's Breastplate. We'll talk about that briefly later on. And the second one is a prayer that I wrote a few years back, and we'll come to that as well later. Just stuff to take home. I'm getting the impartation from John and Brian and Patty, and when they preach, they come so prepared with all kinds of stuff, and I just come with a stirring. I'm like, I gotta get one up on these guys. So I wrote a prayer. There you go. So as it's coming around, why don't we stand up? I want to begin this part for me to share. I can't share on prayer without praying. And corporately, so we're going to put a timer up, which I love to do. If you've been in a prayer meeting with me, we're going to pray for 2 minutes. We're going to time it so you know that it's going to end at some point. We're going to pray. Did everybody bring your voice with you? We're going to pray loud, and we're going to pray in tongues. We're going to pray in the Spirit. And if you don't speak in tongues, no condemnation. That's no problem at all. Pray in English, whatever you want to. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Just pour your heart out before Him. You ready? Yeah, you got to do a little bit of limbering. It physically is draining to pray. If you pray for 2 minutes or 5 minutes straight in tongues, it's draining. So you actually need energy to do this. You ready? Okay, timer is up. You ready? Loud. 1, 2, 3, go. Kori bara bara di 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 so kere bere bere di 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 som bara 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 di 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 se kere bere 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 kere ya bara bara bara. Thank you, Lord. We love you, God. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We glorify you. Kere bara 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 di 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 kori. But come on, let's charge the atmosphere. Som bara bara bara. If you can hear my voice, you're not even beginning to pray. Kere bara 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 se kere bere bere. Corri bara 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 di 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 sembara bara bara di di aba kere bere so bara 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 di 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 di. Open up the atmosphere, God. Kerri bere 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 di 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 se kere bere corri amara bara 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 di 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 se kara bara bara di di di. We engage our hearts, we engage our spirits, we engage our minds, we engage our bodies, God. Corri bara with the sound of prayer here in this house. Sombiri bara 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 di 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 keria bara bara se kere bere 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 oria bara 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 di 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 sem bara 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 di di kere bere se bere 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 keria bara 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 di 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 so kere bere bere di 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 sem bara 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 di di aba kara bara di som bara 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 di di. Take a deep breath. Keep praying. Corri ba 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 se kere bere bere. 40 seconds. Come on. Turn it up. Turn it up for 40 seconds. Sem bere 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 di 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 abara bara bere. Se kere bere bere bere. Corri bara 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 di 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 di. Sem bara bara di 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 di. Arrest our hearts and our minds. Corri bara 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 di di abara bara bara di 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 di. Sem bere 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 di 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 abara bara bara bara. Come bara bara bara. 15 seconds. Come on. Give it your best. Sem bere 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 bere. Se bere 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 kere bere 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 bere. 3, 2, 1. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the sound of prayer here in this house. Thank you, God, for the history of prayer in this house. Thank you for the stirring of prayer. Thank you for the place of prayer. Thank you for the language of prayer. Thank you for the grace of prayer. Thank you for the anointing of prayer here in this house. So bara 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 di di. So kere bere bere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are standing on a threshold, Father, into the things that you're planned and purpose in your heart for us. We're standing, peering into all of your desires and dreams for us. So we lean in right now. We lean in. Let us lose our balance into you, Lord. Bara 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 di 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 di. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. ahead, have a seat. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you that prayer changes everything. Prayer changes everything. Thank you for the gift of prayer that you've left us with. You said, go wait, I'm leaving, but go wait in the upper room because something's going to happen. And they waited with prayer and worship. They waited with the sound of prayer when all hope was lost, when they thought hope would return, but then he literally escaped up into heaven and they thought, now for sure we're done. But he said, no, there's something even greater coming. Go and wait for 10 days in the upper room. And it was specific that it was the upper room because something happens when we disengage with the ground level of battle that we face day to day to day to day. Something happens when we disengage with ground level, and even if it's just one floor up, even if it's just one level up, it's symbolic that we are wrestling, we are engaging in something that is supernatural. And it has power to accomplish so much more. This is why Jesus, who walked with them, are you guys ready? I'm diving right in. I have no stories to tell you. I'm stirred for prayer. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be praying through tonight. Just make myself happy. Jesus walked with them on the ground. Literally walked with them life on life. His footprints and their footprints side by side. But that wasn't enough. He literally elevated from the earth up to the right hand. He was exalted to the right hand of God. There he sat from then till now, making intercession for us. This is his full-time job, that he's making intercession for us. And then he gave them a plan of action. Now go wait. It could have been go wait in the room. It could have been go sit over here, go a geographic place. But it was specifically for specific spiritual reason. He says, go wait in the upper room. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the tower of prayer here at Life Center. Thank you that we are set on a hill on purpose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, Romans 8:28, who knows that by heart? All things work together for good, right? To those who love God and are called according to his purposes. But do you know why and how all things work together for good, for our good, because we love God? Who knows the reason why? It's a trick question. No, it's not. There are so many right answers, but here's the accurate right answer. It's in Romans 8:27. The verse right before it leads us to Romans 8:28. 8:27 says, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for us according to the will of God. Therefore, all things work together for good. All things are working together, have no other capacity than to reorient itself back to the goodness of God that we were singing, because our high priest continually is making intercession for us. He who searches the hearts, meaning our hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Where is the mind of the Spirit? Here. He left and the Spirit came. And where does the Spirit live? These are not trick questions. Where does the Spirit live? In us. Where does Jesus live? No, he lives in heaven. I gave you the answer before. Seated, he literally, physically went up to heaven. He says, I'm going, right? And I'm coming. Later, Spirit and the bride say, come. So he's not here. It would be crazy if he's here and we're like, come.
I'm here.
It doesn't. So it's important for us. It's simple theology, but it's important to get it right so we know what are the things that are at work on our behalf. Jesus went up. So where is Jesus now? Seated where? At the right hand of the Father. What is he doing? According to? The Father's will. Be confident in this. Come on. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He knows what our hearts and what the mind of the Spirit is. Where is the Spirit? Within us. Think about this. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Father is here. Jesus is here. And Jesus is making continual intercession. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He's praying for us. And according to The mind of the Spirit. Where is the Spirit? In us. What is the Spirit of? Of God. Okay, no more trick questions. So you just come into the freedom to answer. I will prompt you if it's a trick question. The Spirit is the Spirit of God. And where does the Spirit of God dwell right now? In us. Within me. That's why we are saved. Salvation came. We become the temple, the holy of holies, the abiding place, because the Holy Spirit came to us and took residence in our being, in our body. If you told Moses while he was encountering God that he would come and live in him, just the knowledge of that, Moses would disintegrate. That's how profound this is, that we have the Spirit of God. The third person of the Holy Trinity is living inside of us. This is his residence. I don't want to get distracted by this beautiful thought, but as I read scriptures and study scriptures, there is no mention of the Holy Spirit ever leaving us. Somehow we are being absorbed into that triune part, the third part of God. It wasn't my idea. It was his idea. Because the cost was equal of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to encourage our hearts tonight in prayer. When we pray, it's not only often we're engaged with petitions, right? The things of our lives, we're praying for things. That's good, but we can't stay only in the petitions. We have to engage on higher levels when we pray with God in order that we can come back and return to those petitions over and over with greater faith, greater glory, greater joy, greater excitement, greater anticipation, because we've seen something that is not yet. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus is praying. Does Jesus need to pray? I don't think he does. I mean, now. He prayed when he was on the earth, Son of Man. So many things I don't have time to get into. But Jesus is praying now. It's seated at the right hand of God. Jesus now exalted, resurrected body, sitting at the right hand of God. It's finished. He said it's done. But still he's praying. I don't think he needs to pray. I don't think the Father who's sitting right there, the two of them are in union, fully in union. I don't think Jesus needs to ask the Father for something. He's already completely accomplished everything he needs to accomplish for our good. And he knows what the Father knows. The Father knows at this point what he knows. They're fully in union. Why is Jesus praying? Jesus is praying so that we here, we, together with the Spirit of God, he who knows the mind, who searches our hearts and knows what the mind of the Spirit is. The Spirit knows, together with him, what needs to happen, what is to come. Jesus is praying so that we can grab a hold of that audible thing. When we come up higher, that we hear a sound. When we come up higher, that it's not silent and then we have to go searching. There's a continual expression, a verbal expression from Jesus in the atmosphere for us to grab a hold of, because the Spirit of God believes it and is waiting for our hearts to grab a hold of those prayers. And that is the only way we can be in union with the Spirit of God when we enter the house of prayer. It's dizzying when you begin to get revelation from God. I start laughing. I start laughing when I begin to grab mere glimpses sometimes. We grab glimpses, but we run wholeheartedly after it. He shows us things in part, but we participate fully, fully immersed in it. Thank you, Lord. I hope you're ready for my energy tonight. Because I've been praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So he's making intercession for us according to the will of God. And the very reason he's praying is so that we can hear it. The very reason he's praying, the Spirit of God inside us is like, come on, get it. Come on, get it. Come on, get it. It's there. Go up higher. Go up. Get it. Get it. We get it. Woo! We come in union with the Spirit of God, who is in union with Jesus, who is in union with the Father. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Thank you, Lord. So when we remain just on petitions, we're missing out on something that's profound. You may start with a petition, but that is your key to enter in. But there's so much more God will accomplish through those petitions that we have. They are not insignificant. They are our key. That's our entry into. That's a doorbell you ring. Whatever analogy you want to use. That's the handle you turn. That we're given to things that we have to pray for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But he wants to accomplish so much more than the things that we're praying for. Thank you, Lord. We'll come to that later. So Charles has been sharing it from 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. There it is again. The will of God. Centered in it is rejoice, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Pray without ceasing. I've heard that somewhere else. There's only one other place in this whole scene that... Sarah, can you pass me my... in my Bible, there's my... For people who don't have hair. Holy water. It's a manifestation. It's not oil, it's just oily. There's only another occasion when we see someone or something praying without ceasing, praying without stopping. That is him, seated at the right hand, forever making intercession for us, continually without stopping, making intercession for us. This exhortation is for us to come into that revelation. Not just how practically can I or can I not accomplish prayer continually, which they are profound. I thought praying corporately, praying privately, and another application for me in praying without ceasing is my inward meditation. In Psalm 19, David's psalm, at the end it says, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, they're both acceptable. He's asking, let it be acceptable to you. He's not the internal, the private, the personal thoughts and meditation continually on the Lord, and when corporately or even privately, personally, the outward expression through our voice, both together. And I thought that was my way. And then Charles takes it to like a whole nother stratosphere. He's like, no, there's more. There's, you breathe him in and continue. There's only one way to do that continually, is this one thing that we do all the time without stopping, is breathing. We don't even think about it. And let prayer become like our breath that we breathe in and out. Like, whoa, I want it. So there are practical ways, practical guidelines for us to experience this continual prayer. But the invitation is more than practical. It's into a spiritual dimension where he is praying continually for us. Here's a cheat sheet for you. Even if you don't pray continually all the time, you can grab a hold of continual prayer in a moment. The hair on my arms are standing right now, so... We can grab, in a moment, we can grab prayers that have been continually being prayed for us for years, sometimes decades. In a moment, it comes to us. Thank you, Lord. This is a work of grace where he has done and is still continuing to do all that we need. We just need to avail ourselves. We just need to say yes. We just need to be in that flow. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes it'll pass generations and it will hit you smack in the head. You don't even know what happened. And you're walking in a grace that's not even yours. You're walking in the in what costs somebody else dearly that's not even yours. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So over all of our lives right now, over all of our lives, there's continual intercession that has gone on for years and decades. Perhaps even before I formed you, I knew you. What kind of knowing? What kind of knowing do you think was in Jesus before we were even formed? It was a knowing of continual. The intercession didn't begin when you came on the scene. Oh man, well, I didn't think about him. Let me start praying for him. Whoa, I wasn't thinking about her yet. Wow, I need more prayer warriors up here. He is eternal. He is eternal. There's no beginning, no end. And because of our eternal inheritance that we're coming into, we're going to live forever with him. We come into that eternal nature of God, not only for what was, but what was before, forever before. Are you with me? If we tap into eternity, it's not just, we cannot look at it from our linear time frame wise, look at the future. When you tap into eternity, it's everything. That means all the unending, in our context, years of intercession that has been going on for you is available in a moment of revelation. Woo! That's why I'm so happy when I begin to pray in the Spirit, because I don't even have to know. I am confident that I'm engaging in some way, somehow. It takes faith. That's why we have this ridiculous idea of praying in tongues. It's foolishness. He says it is foolishness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the arena of prayer, when we engage with prayer for our lives, it changes everything. It changes everything. It disrupts the monologue of hell over your lives. Prayer disrupts. Prayer disrupts the storyline of hell over your life. Prayer disrupts everything that has been set and planned against you. Everything that's set to steal, kill, and destroy. Prayer begins to come and just mess it all up. Prayer gives devil a bad hair day. It disrupts the authority of destruction over your lives. It disrupts everything that has been set against your life, for you, against you and your children and your children's children. Oh, this is a power of prayer. This is a confidence that we have in Him through prayer. As soon as I can get past the petition, I'm happy camper. And for me, I know you're seeing this. But for me, that place, my wife will attest to this, that place of tapping into the eternal prayers of Jesus is so quiet, it's so inward, it's so personal. Sometimes I have to walk away so I can believe Him fully. Sometimes when I'm believing in God in my utmost, it's in my inward thoughts. Even my mind is offending my own mind. And it's offending my own speech. Sometimes I can't even say what I believe on the inside. That's why I'm quiet. I don't even share with my wife in those moments. She asks me all the time, are you introverted? Yes, I am. She knows, leave him alone in this moment. It's not all the time. But there are moments when we're facing things in our lives. I go inward. It's quiet. It's a deafening silence where I know all of heaven is backing me up in this moment. Thank you, Lord. And I don't need to explain it. I don't need to pray it. I don't need to preach it. I don't need to talk to anyone about it. Because as soon as I begin to formulate I'm being very vulnerable here. As soon as I begin to formulate into words, all of questions begin to come. My own questions. And then next level, if I share with somebody else, their questions and their doubts begin to, I have to handle. Ain't nobody got time for that. Lord Jesus. But in my inward faith, there is no limit to how much I can believe Him. There's no limit. No one, no sound. There's no questioning in that secret place of my life. There is no sound I have entertained that will question the purity, the quality. Come on. Prayer is a tender nerve. That moves the mighty hand of God. Thank you, Lord. In practical, there's so many tools. Imitate those who have gone before you. And I've done that when I was younger. I used to imitate people. I'm not a good at mimicking people. You know, outwardly, I can do some accents, but I can't do all. I know some people who are really gifted in that. But I mimic people inwardly. I love to preach, but I never imitate somebody who's preaching in my head. When I see somebody who's praying that I'm drawn to, that prayer, their intonation, the sound of their voice remains with me. And I imitate them inwardly all the time. I know how this front row prays. Inwardly, I can tap into that anytime I want. We were just with our team. I know how all of them pray. Inwardly, I've rehearsed it so many times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And one of the keys, practical, and then we'll continue. Practical keys to developing a continual lifestyle. It's so that we're not just one time. That's amazing. What if it's more? What if it's more? What if it's more? What if it's once a year? What if it's twice a year? What if it's four times a year? What if it's every month we begin to grab a hold of a glimpse of that eternal prayer? What if it's every week we have an opportunity to grab a hold of that? What if it's daily that we begin to grab a hold of that? Thank you, Lord. And I've given to the Lord my day and my night. I fast at night. Chandi, that's such a cop-out. It's not. I was inspired by my mom who fasted. From early evening, she would have dinner and she would fast through the night, all night long, till the next morning, till noon or one. So she would eat like 5 or 6 hour window and she would eat very little. And now there's like intermittent fasting and we know all these kinds of things, you know, medically or biologically, however you say it, that says those are good things to do. But I watched my mom do this all the time. David Hogan, who was here, we used to listen to his tapes all the time, tapes back then. And they would fast for years. I don't know if they still do it. Every other day, they would fast. And when he said in one of his messages, when they fast, even their dogs and their cats and their cattle and whatever they had, all of their possessions would fast every other day. I'm like, and I tried that every other day. It's the hardest thing in the world. And I'm like, that's not for me. Then my mom would do the night thing. I'm like, but she was up from midnight to one praying. Then she's up to from 4 to 5 praying, sometimes 4 to 6. I grew up listening to my mom. I went to bed hearing her pray. An hour wailing, crying for her, our family, her children. And I woke up in the morning. I would hear, even as I'm sleeping, I heard the sound of prayer from 4 to 5, sometimes 4 to 6. That's how I know her, know my mom throughout my life. She passed away 1.5 years ago. And I went and got her Bible. She's read this Bible in the back. It says how many times she's read it. 27 times in this one. She had a couple other Bibles before this. There's marked every year. And I kept this. I said, I want this inheritance of the word and prayer for my life. And her birthday is January 25th. And this year, she was a woman of prayer. This year, our corporate day of prayer was January 25th. And so I knew there was an encounter for me. There was an impartation for me. So for the night of prayer, I brought this Bible with me. And I held it. I said, Lord, I miss my mom. But I was asking the Lord for an impartation of committed, persevering, faithful prayer. Thank you, Lord. And in the middle of the prayer set, I noticed these papers sticking in the sleeve of this Bible. So I pulled it out. In this Bible, everything that she's written is written in my language, Malayalam, which I know I can speak, but I can't read it. But there's one, this paper I opened, it's 3 pages in English. And it's her written prayers for Sarah and I and our children. Written prayers for my brother and his family. Written prayers for my sister. This is the only thing that's written in English in this whole Bible. It's like her Bible just inscribed from front to back in her handwriting. And this is the only prayer. When we tap into the nature of God with intercession, it has power to produce generation after generation after generation. You're never alone. You're never without the unction and the fuel of prayer for your life. Thank you, Lord. The enemy's tactic is to isolate us. It moved me from a moment of grief to just, God, I can't even fathom right now what is in operation for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. That kind of prayer changes everything. So I gave my nights to the Lord. I'm like, I can't do the 12 to 1 and 4 to 5. I was real with it. I can't do that. I don't want to say I don't have grace for it, because he may give me grace for it. Then I'm in trouble. I'm being honest. But I said, Lord, I'll give you my night season. I'll give you my dreams. Speak to me through. I'll dedicate my nighttime. So evening, whenever I stop eating, sometimes we've been more strict with the time frame, but for sure, till noon every day, I don't eat and I fast and I pray. I'm being vulnerable to share, to inspire you. And God has led our lives actually through dreams in the last 15 years. Thank you, Lord. We're tapping into things. We're in the dreams. We begin to see things. We begin to hear things that he's saying and he's speaking, interceding on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So these are some of the keys is to be continually aware of God in our waking moments. There's an old song, God, am I waking? God, am I sleeping? God, am I thinking? God, am I weeping? Be my everything. It's a Matt Redman song, I think. In everything that I do, I want to be aware of you. I want to be aware of you when I'm with my children. I want to be aware of you when I wake up. I want to be aware of you when I go to sleep. I want to be aware of you in my strengths and in my weaknesses. I want to be aware of God. The awareness of God continually, that's one thing we can cultivate in everything. Give thanks. The fall season, give thanks. When it snows, give thanks. When it's slush, give thanks. Continually cultivate thankfulness. Thank you, Lord. When I growing up, I grew up in a Syrian Orthodox church, and it was Eastern Orthodox, you know, and there were so many symbolic, beautiful things that was part of the worship. And one of the things I remember doing all my life growing up was the sign of the cross. In most Orthodox traditions, they do the sign of the cross in one way or the other, maybe, you know, on the foreheads and or other ways, you know, in the Catholic Church and different things like that. But for us, it was like this. You put these three fingers together, which represented the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you made the sign of the cross like this. And in different traditions, you do this way. Different traditions, it doesn't matter. Basically, the idea is that the Trinity of God, the full measure of who God is, and where it's a sign of the cross over our, it's a continual reminder, part of our worship. And I heard this application years ago, which I was like, oh, I love this. You ready? You trust me? Put your fingers together. This is not voodoo magic or anything. This is the Holy Trinity representing the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we're applying it in our lives. So here's a simple prayer. God in my mind, God in my heart, God in the work of my hands. Let's do it again. God in my mind, God in my heart, and God in the work of my hands. That's everything. That covers it all. You're going to be walking around this week. If your spouse is not here tonight, you'll be like, what is wrong with you? John's going to get a few phone calls. I think my husband is flaking out on me. Thank you, Lord. And when we pray, we enter into a secret place with God. And in Matthew 6, here's the before he tells them, teaches them to pray, here's what it says. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. It's not just praying out loud, praying to God who is publicly seen, which he is seated and all the creatures and angels are witnesses. But when we pray to him, I believe, I don't know if this is sound theology, but I don't think the devil can hear me when I pray. When you pray, pray to your Father who is in this. Something about prayer transports us to a one-on-one privacy with him. I can be talking to you. I don't know what the devil's. I don't want to give you too much theology on that. I don't know what. But as soon as I begin to pray, we are engaging in eternal desires, eternal things between us and God. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And Psalm 91 begins with this. It's an amazing prayer that we should all memorize. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Come on. I realized something. My mom used to pray this Psalm 91 in my language at midnight and at 4. She would begin and end with this prayer. Memorized. I have never set to memorize Psalm 91 in English or my language. I don't know it in my language, but I know Psalm 91 by memory in English because of an impartation that came. Think about this. She was praying in our language, but it imparted to me. I realized this years ago when I referred to a couple of verses. I know this. It's familiar to me in English. Prayer can come to you as an impartation. the grace and the anointing of prayer can come to you as an impartation. Thank you, Lord. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the destruction that lays wait at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Come on, I did not memorize this. I don't memorize many scriptures, but it came to me by impartation. Thank you, Lord. There is a rich impartation for prayer in this house. When I lost my mom, I heard the Lord say, there are praying moms in this house. The impartation will continue. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And one of the sheets that I handed to us is St. Patrick's Prayer. We just came back from Ireland, so it's rich in our hearts right now. Take it home, read it, pray it. We don't have time to get into it tonight. Use it. If you need aids for daily prayer, use it and pray into it. It's also known, St. Patrick's breastplate, the word, idea of breastplate comes from the specific usage of armor in that day. It's called St. Patrick's Lorica. And the word Lorica is specific to the design of armor at that time. Because it wasn't just a full one-piece helmet or one-piece breastplate. I'm preparing for this message. I'm writing this down. And when I come back, my son brings to me a helmet that he's making for the youth Halloween. And it's literally the shape of the Lorica of that day. It's purposefully made. He doesn't know this is happening. I'm like, this is the Lord. I'm going to use it. And I forgot to bring it, but he brought it to me. Awesome. It's not one piece. You've seen helmets that are one piece or breastplates that are one piece. This type of breastplate that is used as referred to specifically, it's called in St. Patrick's Prayer, it's panels. And it's one, it gives more movement and momentum, but it's designed in a way that every angle, the idea is that every angle, there's coverage for you. Every angle of our lives, from all sides, any angle you come at me, there's a prayer that's withstanding every vile plan of the devil. Thank you, Lord. And not only prayer is not only defense, every angle, every part of me, there's an offensive battle that's waging war according to the intercession of heaven. Jesus is praying this way. He's praying that way. You come at me this way. There's more Jesus on this side. There's more Jesus behind me. And in St. Patrick's Prayer, in the middle of it is Christ in me, Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me. Christ on my left and Christ on my right. That is the idea. That's where it comes from. It's not just I have a breastplate or I have an armor. He is literally on every facet, every side, every circumstance, every situation in my life. He is there. Come on. Thank you, Lord. And when we begin to pray according to God, we started with this in Matthew 6 with Jesus saying, pray to your Father in the secret place. Who is in the secret place? And he taught his disciples. If it doesn't come by impartation, we can learn how to pray. The disciples asked him, teach us how to pray. Teach me how to pray. Teach me, God, how to engage in your full measure of this gift of prayer that you've left with the church. So he begins. I won't go through all of it, but this is the beginning part of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. It's a petition. We see what is happening around us. We don't see the kingdom of heaven, and we're praying, let your kingdom come on earth because I don't see it here as it is in heaven. Right? We're entering in with engaging what we don't see. We're saying, God, let your kingdom, let heaven come here on earth. But if you linger long enough in prayer, your language changes. At the end, there's no petition heard at the end. Here's what it says at the end. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen. We were praying just 2 minutes ago. I don't see it here, God. Let your kingdom come here. At the end, we linger long enough, we engage in this kingdom is yours. Yours is his kingdom, because we are come into the full revelation of the power of God that is available for us. Then we step into eternity. It's not just now. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. How long? Forever and ever. That is a sign that we're tapping into the eternal language of heaven for us. Come on. It began with, oh, please let it come here on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Our perspective changes when we begin to pray. Jesus always, always, when he prayed, where did he go? To the neighboring town? To the other room? To the kitchen? To the other spare guest bedroom? Where did he? To the neighbor's house? Where did he go to pray? Up the mountain. Every morning, every time, it says Jesus went up the mountain to pray. Thank you, Lord. When we go up a mountain, the only thing that changes is your perspective. The reality is just exactly the same when you left ground zero. But as you move up, you see something that is bigger. You see possibilities that are much greater than you knew existed when you were there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. This is the power of prayer. That's why he said, go pray in the upper room. Because you're going to see something. When you begin to pray, you're going to see something impact your whole city. They weren't just having a prayer meeting for themselves. Then they could have been in the basement. But they were called to pray in the upper room so they could witness a whole city coming under the unction and the response to their prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Man, I don't have time to get into the history of prayer or anything like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you inspired in prayer yet? Thank you, Lord. Hannah prayed, and I'll end with this. Hannah prayed in the Old Testament. What did she pray for? She prayed for her son. It wasn't a national prayer. It wasn't a prayer for Israel. She was praying because she was ridiculed for not having a son, not having a child. She was barren. And she was at the temple praying. And you know how she prayed? Like a mad woman. Like a drunk woman. When the priest saw her, they said, why is she drunk? Because her lips were quivering and she was probably not making sense, because she was consumed with passion for what she was praying for. What was she praying for? A personal need in her life. But if we engage our personal need with passion and with stirring in our hearts, we're relentless, in a relentless nature, we tap into the eternal plans of God. If we don't give up, we're tapping into eternity. If we are persistent, we're tapping into eternity. If we are faithful, we're tapping into eternity in those little prayers that we're praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So she prayed for a son, and God gave her a son, whose name, she said, I'll give him to for your service. So even that was like a nice return. Okay, give me a son so I won't have shame anymore, but you can have him. I just want to get rid of my shame. She wasn't even wanting to raise a child. I'm just taking liberty here. Stay with me. She's probably a really nice woman. I'm going to have trouble with her when I get up there. I love you. I love you, Hannah. She said, I'll give him to you. I don't even need to raise him. I'll give him to the service of the temple. And God gave her a son, responded to her relentless prayer because she had tapped into eternity. If she was just praying in a normal way, she would have gotten a son by the grace of God. But because she tapped in with a normal, natural need, she tapped in with her fervent, effective prayer of a righteous man avails much. You see why that says, it did say the prayer of a man avails. The fervent. If you don't lose your voice in prayer, you're not praying fervently. Chandi 1:1. Quote me on it. The fervent. Effective, fervent prayer, right? Prayer of a righteous man avails much, because that fervency taps into something. We're not letting go until we see this come and we tap into. Thank you, Lord. So he gave her a son, but because of her fervent prayers, not only did he give her a son, he gave her a prophet. He gave her the first prophet of the nation of Israel. And this prophet, you preached on this. The first prophet Samuel now became the one who would later in his years as a prophet, he would anoint the first king. He would anoint David, the type of Messiah who is to come. And it all began with this one lady, one woman praying, not for Samuel, not for Saul, not for David, not for the Messiah, not for prophetic promises. She just wanted to get rid of shame that she was walking in. But the way that she prayed changed the course of history. I want you to hear this when you go to sleep tonight. When you go to pray, I want you to hear the sound in your head. That's just the warm up. And then when you get to like 2-3 minutes, I had the privilege of being around Indians who pray, Ethiopians who pray, Africans from Ghana, Ghanaians who pray. And that's how they pray. Just pray till you're out of breath. Your voice is hurting. Intercession has a power to birth the prophetic. Through Hannah's intercession came the prophetic anointing that would come. And this kind of succession from relentless intercession that releases the prophetic spirit and the prophetic gift and the prophetic office, this kind of succession has power to anoint the king of Israel. God is looking at this time to raise up a people who are given to intercession. We're trained. Sarah's mom would always say, turn it into intercession. If we're frustrated, she would say, turn it into intercession. If we feel wounded, she said, turn it into intercession. If we get a high and lofty revelation, she said, turn it into intercession. Don't linger there too long. Get into whatever you get, turn it into prayer. Turn it into an intercession. This was our school. This is how we went to supernatural school of the supernatural spirit of supernatural. Turn everything into, if you can't pray, I don't even want to know how hard you can preach. If you can't pray, I don't want to witness your supernatural ministry. If you haven't turned your life into intercession, you're missing out on the potential for your life in God. So this intercession in Hannah turned into a prophetic person embodied in Samuel for a whole nation that released Saul. And when Saul fell, you know, we know his story. God raised up Samuel again. Go, I have a plan, Samuel. Go and anoint king from the house of Jesse. He's looking for those who will pray like Hannah. Thank you, Lord, because there's another move of God coming. We're on it. We're feeling the birth pangs. We're feeling the wave. We're feeling the first movement in the water, and we're riding it. And it'll lift for a few weeks and few months, and then we may experience a little bit of a lull. Don't lose heart. There's another wave coming. Get ready, position, reposition, paddle as much as you need to. You may need to put some personal effort into it. Don't give up. Oh man, I wish it doesn't work like that. We have to be spiritual people. Know that there's endless waves of God coming, and then one is going to build and crash so hard. Oh Reba, that's a wave we're waiting for. Thank you, Lord. There's another awakening of intercessors that will birth the prophetic unction in such a powerful way that we will begin to declare and proclaim things. And in that proclamation will be, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In that moment, we, the Spirit and the bride together. Remember I told you, he who searches the hearts and the mind of the Spirit is continually making intercession for us. In that day, in that moment on the earth, there will be such a union of the prayers of Jesus and with the Spirit of God and with our hearts that there will be a united sound that says, even so, Lord Jesus, come. And he's going to appear. He's going to appear. The reason that there's no date stamp on his appearance, he's waiting for people who will align and gather themselves and stir themselves in such a way. We are the catalyst for his return, not a time frame that we're going to fulfill when we get there. We can accelerate or decelerate, or the opposite of that. We can delay. We can accelerate his coming, or we can delay his coming based on our posture. Come on. If you want to accelerate the coming of Jesus. If you don't know if this is sound theology, 2 Peter 3:5. Three something. Read the whole third chapter. 3:12. 2 Peter 3:12. That we may hasten, we may help hasten his soon return. Not we may wait for his soon return. We may help hasten his. What manner of people are we ought to be? those with holy conduct and looking for and hastening the soon return of God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord. This kind of prayer changes everything. And when I say changes everything, not just your life, it changes literally everything. We have the potential to change history by hastening his coming on the earth. Some of you I know are looking at your Bibles right now. Does it really say that? It does. Check it and double check it. Thank you, Lord. If not, you can post it on Facebook. That is heresy that Chandi preached tonight. Because I've read it a lot. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of that company here at Life Center that's fueled by eternal intercession. We want to align our hearts. We want to align our minds. We want to align our spirits. We want to align everything that we are with the sound of prayer of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you've been praying for anything, you know, in this, when we begin to tap into intercession in this way, it gives you new language, new things. And that language gives you new vision to pray for. As we began to experience a move of God in the last few months, I had a new prayer. God, let our altars always be full. Let our altars always be full. Let our altars, I preached this in Ireland, in Dublin when we were there this last week. Let our altars always be full. And by saying that prayer is not that we would continually be needy people, but we will be continually people that are giving and surrendering our lives to him at the altar. Whether you have a need or you don't have a need, whether it's a place of strife or it's a place of peace, that we would find ourselves at the altar of God. Thank you, Lord. This is new language. This is new prayer that came the last couple of months. Thank you, Lord. Before we finish, let's respond to that prayer that came. It's fresh for me. It's maybe you've prayed it before. It's fresh prayer for me. Thank you, Lord. Do you want our altar to be full at all times? Let's respond. Let's take a few minutes. I know we have to go and pick up kids and all. Let's come out of your seats and flood the altar. Thank you, Lord. Let's maybe lead out in a chorus or a song for a brief moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He who searches the hearts and knows what the mind of the Spirit is continually making intercession for us. And as we look to accelerate his coming, he looks to accelerate his work in our lives. Sometimes there may be delay, but we are looking for the acceleration of his work in our lives. Thank you, Lord. So come on, just present your lives. Maybe it's a need that you've been praying for. Pray not only according to that need, but pray, enter into, God, I want to tap into, beyond my petition, I want to tap into your intercession. I want to tap into what you are praying for me concerning this, concerning my future, concerning our future, concerning your plan and purpose and your eternal, beautiful work in our lives. I want to tap into it, Lord. Thank you, God. Come on, just lift your voice. Lift your voice. If it's not a specific prayer request, like Hannah, feel free to yield it to the Lord. And there's a moment, there's a grace right now for us. Thank you, Lord. The things that you've been praying for, maybe you prayed about it this morning. Give it again. Yield it again to the Lord. God, this is what I'm praying for. This is what I'm believing for. I connect this right now to the prayer of Jesus. You who know my heart and you who hear the mind of the Spirit that is living in me, bring alignment right now in my life. Yeah, bada, bada, bada. Bring alignment in the things that are in my mind and my heart to the things of your Spirit. Bring alignment right now. Thank you, Lord. And if you don't have that specific prayer, give your lives as a sweet-smelling fragrance. I beseech you, by the tender mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's pray and worship together for just a few moments. My soul,
praise the Lord. The Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, praise the Lord.
worship rise together with the prayers of the saints like incense. Spirit, all the men pray in the spirit. And I want all the women to begin to sing this song, this chorus out. Praise the Lord. Let's mix the sound of prayer and the sound of worship together. As the women are singing, come on, guys, let's engage in prayer. Intercession with our song. Intercession with our prayer. Intercession with our posture. Intercession with our lives. Intercession with our families. Come on, ladies, sing it out. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, men. Let's hear you pray out. Let's switch it. All the men sing and all the women pray.
Praise the Lord.
The grace of prayer here. Release the gift of prayer in a greater measure, in a greater measure, in a greater measure in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Release a language, new language of prayer here among us. A new grace, a new door was opened to me. Let this door of prayer open to us. Let this door of worship open to us. Let the synergy of prayer and worship now open to us in this church in Jesus' name. Let the beautiful synergy, let the beautiful union of prayers, of worship, the incense together with the prayers of the saints rise to you, God. And it says much incense was given to them. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful one, in whom is stunning endlessness. Fill us today in renewed wonder of you and all your ways. Lead us in the counsel of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may walk in your glorious truth. Illuminate us with your countenance as you lift your face towards us, that we may live in perfect peace. Fill us with your abiding presence, that we may overflow with unspeakable joy. Captivate us in the fullness of your divine nature, that we may be stirred in new unctions of faith. Renew us in your glorious likeness, that we may be clothed in eternal hope. Strengthen us through your Spirit in the inner man, that we may be rooted in your uncreated love. Your presence is our greatest delight. So let your praise be a shout and your love be loud. Jesus, we yield all of our ways to you. Amen. That's the prayer that you have on the paper. Feel free to take it. Feel free to memorize it. Feel free to say it, declare it, pray it. Make daily prayer active in some way or the other. Years ago when we were leading the Joshua School and in here for 6 years, I didn't have a lot of time. I was finding God in different parts of my life. And I wanted to be true in prayer. And I didn't know how to do it well all the time. But I did do it well in one moment every time. And I began to cultivate. And the first line of this is what the one prayer that I prayed every day. Lead me in the counsel of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. That was my only prayer. Every day, almost without fail. Thank you, Lord. So go in the grace of God tonight. Go in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Go in the might of His presence, His nearness for you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name.